From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The U.S. jobless rate held steady last month at 9.7%, but as Danielle Carson reports, the Labor Department also says the economy lost another 36,000 jobs.
February's unemployment report is muddled because it's unclear how much last month's monster snowstorms on the East Coast affected payrolls. But John Canale, economist at LPL Financial, says the government report does give a couple of hints that the jobs picture is, in fact, looking brighter.
They said that over 1 million people were not able to work because of the snowstorms in February. Over 5 million people had their hours cut. Aside from the storm, the economy probably added a couple hundred thousand jobs in February, and that's great news.
Canale says a number that wasn't affected by the weather, household employment. It refers to employment surveys of people in their homes, and it grew by 308,000. A promising number, says Canale, that the country's employment struggles are finally turning around. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The chief of Pentagon police says the gunman who allegedly shot two police officers at a Pentagon entrance last night was well armed. John Patrick Bedell was shot and later died after allegedly shooting two officers at a Pentagon entrance. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
The chief of the Pentagon Police Force, Richard Keevil, told reporters there's no evidence that 36-year-old Bedell was linked to any foreign or domestic terror group, and he appears to have acted alone. Police are still investigating a motive. Keevil says investigators are looking at several internet postings by a man named J. Patrick Bedell for clues. Keevil says Bedell drove from California in the past several weeks. Yesterday, shortly before 7 o'clock at night, he showed up at the Pentagon's main entrance, which is right next to an escalator leading to a subway station. He was wearing a business suit and carrying two 9mm handguns and a large amount of ammunition. Keevil says Bedell appeared cool and calm as he approached the guards. They assumed he was reaching into his pocket for identification. That's when he drew a gun and opened fire. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
NPR has learned that the White House may be close to deciding how to try the self-professed mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. Reports in the media have said advisors are close to recommending the president reverse his earlier decision to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in civilian courts. Public and congressional opposition to a civilian trial has been building. But the acting chief defense counsel for the Pentagon's Office of Military Commissions tells the Washington Post that he thinks changing the trial plan would be a bad idea. Ukraine's newly elected president Viktor Yanukovych is in Moscow today meeting his Russian counterpart. He's vowed to improve relations with Russia. Ties between the two countries were strained after Ukraine's 2004 Orange Revolution. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 71 points at last check. The NASDAQ Composite up 18. This is NPR News. A pair of strong aftershocks rattled central Chile this morning. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Santiago that the quake shook the area most heavily damaged after Saturday's big earthquake.
The aftershocks jolted residents awake in the area hardest hit by Saturday's 8.8 earthquake. Both tremors occurred offshore, close to the devastated city of Concepcion. The second one was the most powerful. Live television images of the area showed parts of buildings collapsing in an area where rescue workers were working to retrieve bodies. There were no immediate reports of additional casualties. Concepcion remains under a curfew. Authorities say the curfew, along with the presence of thousands of Chilean soldiers, has brought looting to a halt. Emergency relief shipments of food and water have also started to be distributed to residents, some of whom lost everything in the quake. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Santiago.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Venezuela's leader Hugo Chavez is limiting freedoms in his country. Chavez says that with her remarks, Clinton is trying to undermine unity efforts on the part of Latin American leaders. In Costa Rica, Clinton urges officials from 16 Central and South American countries to focus harder on development and building and strengthening democracy. Strikes hit schools and hospitals in Athens today over the Greek government's new austerity measures, and demonstrators took to the streets. Police have fired tear gas at people throwing stones. Greece is imposing new tax hikes. Greece is also cutting spending, and that's in response to European Union pressure to deal with its massive budget deficit. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.